Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 662. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty, is somewhere around. He's probably downstairs. He did just get fed, so he's probably still hanging out down there. Probably finished polishing off some stuff. Hopefully he's avoiding the hole down there, because there is a hole in the wall that he's awfully interested in climbing in, and there's a lot of cobwebs and shit in there, and I'm afraid he might get stuck in there, you know? of course, I'm in the process of painting the walls, and I took the register off to the vent on the near the floor there, and there's a big hole left there, because he's been interested in getting inside that hole, which I can totally understand. I understand the draw of going inside holes. It's only natural to want to go inside a dark hole. You know what I'm saying? A warm, dark hole. Although, I mean, I've been running the AC, so it's kind of cold in that hole. Cold in the hole, which I would think it would deter him. You know, because you want that warm. You want the warm hole. You want the warm hole, not the cold hole. You want to fuck a corpse, is basically what I'm saying. Yeah, so I've been painting. And fun fact, you know, I thought maybe I'd be close to finishing the old painting by this weekend. And, you know, I'm thinking I'm probably going to be in this process for a couple of months, especially considering I really don't have that much spare time to devote to it. And I misunderestimated just how long I should have known. I mean, I've painted before. It's just been obscenely long time. It's been years since I've painted anything, many years, and I am aware that it is some work. Just for some reason I didn't really I don't know, the scope of the project didn't seem as big initially. I guess maybe, you know, I didn't plan on doing quite as much initially. And it was just like, it's just, it's coming together as I go along. And it's been a lot of work. I got to say, I guess it was after the show last week that I ended up painting the ceiling. I don't remember if I started it then. I guess I hadn't started painting the ceiling yet, looking over my show notes from last week. I hadn't started the ceiling, and, that was definitely horrible. It sucked. Painting the ceiling sucked. Painting the screen on the wall, wasn't that bad. It did suck trying to fix all the spots. You know, maybe I should have done a skim coat of like drywall compound to kind of smooth it out a little bit better, so there wasn't quite as noticeable the spots that I had fixed. But anyway, didn't do that. That would have made it a little bit harder trying to get a good smooth skim coat. Passed on that. But I found that rolling the paint on there, not a big deal. Well, also, you know, I wasn't doing any fucking corners when I did that, because I didn't paint around the areas where the screen wasn't going to be. So I didn't have any difficulty whatsoever. There was no cutting in. There was none of that nonsense. I just straight up used a roller for the whole thing. I guess I used a paintbrush for... there was, you know, the edges. But I painted. Fuck, now I don't even remember. I may or may not have... I pretty much used a roller for that whole thing. And there was pretty much no cutting in to speak of. The ceiling was a complete different beast. Thankfully, you know, I don't have very tall ceilings. but tall enough to where, you know, I can't just like reach out with my hand and like get up there with the paintbrush. But they're also not like vaulted ceilings. There's not, you know, there's, I could jump up without jumping real hard and like be able to touch the ceiling from the ground in the downstairs. They're taller upstairs, or at least in this room, it's kind of a vaulted ceiling. Comes to a point at the top. The ceiling here is a lot taller than any other room in the house, which I guess has helped with the audio. I don't have as much like echoing back down to me. I have found that that was part of the reason why I started recording in this room. Mainly too, also because before the room I had set up to podcast in, is right above the AC unit, and let's just say it gets a little noisy. And you know, I could always like while recording shut it off, but it's a lot more convenient to not do that. You know, when you hit like triple digits and stuff, you don't want to like kick the AC off for even an hour. It can get a little warm. Or, you know, if it's like 0 degrees out, you don't really want the heater off. And yeah, that audio was in there. I feel like I do a better job of like sealing that window. That room, at least maybe get a new window. You know what I'm saying? If I really want to get serious about recording in the other room. But as of right now, I'm fine recording in here. With just one person, this room makes perfect sense to go ahead and record. But anyway, yeah, painting the ceiling was a real fucking bitch. Of course, I went with flat black because the idea, of course, is to have no reflections of light anywhere except where the screen, where I painted the screen on the wall. Like, that's the only area where I want light reflected, so I want, you know, flat black. Like, that's like the best color to not reflect light. Man, I had never painted a wall black myself that I can recall. I don't know. I'm trying to think back. I guess there's really only a handful of times I've really helped, like, paint walls like that. Definitely, I don't think I ever put black on a wall or a ceiling, but I don't know. I mean, I've helped several times, like painting my, like when I was a kid, I guess I helped paint a little bit like my own room or whatever, but never, I don't know, probably not. I know I've painted several times. Anyway, the black was a little difficult, man. And I had thought that, you know, I could knock out quite a bit of the ceiling stuff. Now, I figured it was going to take more than one coat. But I figured black, you know, it's a dark color. Like, do I really need a bunch of coats of black? I was covering up white. So I didn't think that it would be that big of a thing, you know, to cover over that. But I didn't research what it was like painting black on ceilings or walls much. And gloss, I think, would probably hide a lot of the stuff. But flat black, apparently a lot of roller marks would just show up in flat black, come to find out. But I thought, you know, it would just take me a couple hours to like at least get like one coat up there, you know. I knew cutting in would take a long time, which I do recall now that I'm talking about it today, that I do recall talking about it last episode and saying that, you know, the cutting in was where I was a bit nervous, doing the corners and the edges, and I was right to be. It was a bitch. Anyway, I'm getting alerts off this fucking website. Is annoying. The cutting in was, I guess, all in all, like, I didn't get to bed or I didn't stop painting until like 1 a.m. last Saturday. And I probably started probably even before 1. So we're talking like over 12 hours that I was trying to get that shit rolling. I mean, it wasn't all painting, and I took a couple of breaks to like stop, go eat, what have you. very brief breaks. And, you know, so a lot of that was just prepping the walls, making sure that I had sanded down the spots that I had already spackled and whatnot, and taping over shit. I had done, you know, a fair amount of taping, although I did with the walls yesterday, I ended up taping a lot more. But with the ceiling, I wish I maybe would have taped more, because I'm painting, you know, red on the walls, and black is kind of hard to cover up with red. So I ended up also having to get some primer today. I'm going to have to go around some spots with some primer before I can really cover it with the red. but I wasn't, like, when I did the ceiling, I wasn't too concerned with, you know, getting black paint on the walls, knowing I had to paint them anyway. But that being said, I did shit job of doing the corners. It was fucking, I knew that I wasn't going to be that great with the brush, since I like never paint. It's very rare that I paint anything. So I was like, ah, shit. My edge work was not great. And, but you know, it took several hours, I guess, to cut in, because I did not just the living room. I mean, I did my whole downstairs, with the exception of the hallway and bathroom downstairs. I did like the whole thing cutting in. So I did around all the vents on the ceiling, that is. I did all the vents and just all the trim that's like around the cabinets, what have you. Or where there's no trim really at the top, but yeah, all around all the light fixtures, which I had to tape all those and stuff, and of course I had to get plastic thrown down everywhere and fucking get it all geared up, and it was that took a long time, which I knew rolling wouldn't be as bad, but I thought I would get it done a lot quicker than I did. It took quite a few hours to get one coat on. And needless to say, I'd spent quite a few hours I had an extension pole. This goes up to like 8 feet or whatever. The pole. Maybe it's not quite that. I don't know how long the pole is. I don't know how long my pole is. You know what I'm saying? Could someone please tell me how long my pole is? Is it a good size? Anyway. I had only a 9-inch roller, which I had watched, you know, I've been going on the YouTube, and watching painting videos, and, you know, they were saying for the walls, like, oh, yeah, or ceilings, make sure you get, like, an 18-inch roller. Fuck the 9-inch rollers. I'm like, I wanted to stop. I'm trying to minimize how much more money I spend on this, but, like, I know I'm going to spend quite a bit of money on paint. And I'm going to spend more money on paint. I'm pretty sure I don't have enough paint to finish the whole downstairs at this point. And I also know I'm going to have to at least paint the room I'm currently in, because I have to replace some drywall and shit. So, yeah, I mean, it's ongoing process at the moment. I feel like it's going to be a few months, really, before I get through with all of it. And the roof is going to be done hopefully here soon. I don't know exactly when yet. But, I mean, I'm not too worried about that at the moment. I've got plenty of other work to deal with. I mean, I won't be working on the roof. But it'll make it to work. Then I can replace the drywall and shit I need to replace. Which I think I'm going to outsource. I don't think I want to do the drywall. I have done drywall. After having the fun with the ceiling, like, I don't know, I feel like, I'm, you know what? I don't know that I want to do the drywall. But anyway, the ceiling, yeah, that roller, in my head, you know, without, like, oh, it didn't seem like, oh, that big of a room my whole downstairs didn't seem like that bad for like a 9-inch roller. Like, wow, what would I need an 18 for? And, then I, you know, rolled for quite a few hours, and my my arms hurt. Mainly, you know, my arms, I'm used to, you know, I throw stuff constantly over my head at work. Like, literal, by the end, we're doing, like, you know, 40 tons between, like, six guys. So we're picking that up and throwing that constantly. You know, it's not like we're picking up a ton at a time. But we are doing a lot of fucking physical arm work. And so I'm used to my arms just hurting in general. But my neck, that is a little bit different. Like, my neck was, you know, I'm constantly bent back with the roller. And, you know, even with the cutting in and the rolling, I mean, I definitely did better, like, earlier on. As time progressed, I'm, like, progressively. Also, you know, there's the factor of just, like, fucking, I don't give a fuck anymore. Let's just finish. And also just my arms are, you know, tired and sore, and it gets, like, just more difficult to do. As I never paint, so my body's not used to doing these things, those kinds of motions for that long. I am not Daniel De La Russo, you know, like, painting the fence every day. I wax on, wax off sometimes, you know, every day. But that's neither here nor there. That doesn't help with the paint skills. At least the waxing I'm doing. Anywho, I thankfully only did the coat or painted the ceiling Saturday, and I was able to at least, you know, recover by having one day in between work there where I had Sunday off and then went back to work, and my arms were still sore. I didn't paint any more of the ceiling on Sunday. Like, I did some spray painting of the vents that I had taken down, the registers. That was, like, all the painting I really did that day. I think maybe I did a couple touch-up spots on some stuff, but overall, like, I knew that I was going to have to put more black paint up and need at least, like, another coat or two, but I was like, I can't do that 2 days in a row. And then, I mean, oh, it was so disappointing, too, like, how bad, like, because I put a lot of effort into coating the ceiling. So I was, like, hoping that, you know, I could get by with as little as possible having to do with coats-wise by, you know, doing a really good job of doing the first coat. And, yeah, I was pretty disappointed when I got up the next day and just after it had dried and seeing how little coverage I had actually gotten. And just, like, how much of the roller marks had shown up and everything. But I knew, you know, like, one coat really wasn't going to do the job. But then, so I was like, after just how brutal and how much I hated doing the first coat, like, after I got off work on Monday, I went back to Lowe's. I'm like, fuck it, we're spending more money on the fucking nice roller. And I got the Purdy. I became a Purdy man, at least for a day. Where I got the fatter brush, too. I got the 3-inch brush, which before I was using to cut in, like, a 2 or 2.5-inch brush. I went with the 3-inch brush and got the 18-inch roller with also the Purdy extension pole, which I think goes up to, I mean, it goes, probably it, man, probably at least like 12 feet. I'm not sure exactly how far it goes, but it extends pretty damn far. It's a nice rod, and it's lighter than I think the other one I had. Which, like, Purdy's, you know, got some stuff going on there. They figured a few things out. And I got a paint bucket, too, so that, with a magnet. So I had to walk around with a paintbrush in the pan, which wasn't honestly, it wasn't really that big of a deal because I was just using the, I think when I was cutting in, did I have the bucket of paint on my ladder? I don't remember how I did. I was just moving my ladder around, and I had either the bucket of paint on it, or I just had the pan for the roller in there. I don't really recall now how I did it the first day. I feel like I probably just had the bucket of paint up there, which is dangerous. You don't want to have a full bucket of paint just and be moving a ladder around with it on there. That's not, like, wise. That's a lot of paint to just accidentally fall off the fucking ladder. I mean, you don't want any to fall off the ladder, but you definitely don't want a full gallon of fucking paint falling off. which I may or may not have been moving around really. I don't remember. I think I've blacked out a lot of painting the ceiling because it's, keep wanting to say roof, but the ceiling, which is ironic because I painted it black, like the Rolling Stones. I painted it black, like I was going into Nam, like on the choppers to Nam. But I tell you what, having an 18-inch roller on Monday, it was doing that second coat was a lot faster, way faster. I mean, second coat's going to be faster anyway, you know, simply because you've already got a coat on there. You don't need as much. Just slides right on after you got a nice smooth layer on there. And cutting in wasn't that bad either. I mean, I think I did a really good job on cutting in like this. I don't know if it's considered cutting in after the second time, but I went over the paintbrush where I'd cut in previously, and that seemed to do really well as far as coverage is concerned. And I had I didn't use a Purdy paint bucket. Those were more expensive, and it seemed a bit unnecessary. I got a slightly cheaper paint one. It wasn't the metal bucket. It was the plastic one with a magnet on it. Which I did see with, like, you know, there's painters, like the painters have been doing it forever. They take the metal pail and then they'll stick a nail in their paintbrush and bend the nail back to where it creates a hook and then just hook the paintbrush onto the metal pail. And I thought about doing that, but I didn't. I got the thing with the bucket with the fucking magnet on it. either way, you know, it is what it is. I'm not an actual painter for a living. I doubt that that's ever going to happen. Unless somebody offers me a lot of money, and I'm not good at it. So I don't know if people are going to want to hire me off the bat. I'd have to do a lot of practicing before I'd get good. anyway, yeah, it was depressing to see how much I had to go over with again. And that 18-inch roller did make a big difference as far as speed is concerned. It definitely seemed like it soaked up way more paint. But, I mean, it's double the fucking size. Of course it is. And I had to pour a fuck ton of paint inside the tray there for the roller. And it just seemed like, you know, I had a lot more waste in paint too, but I don't know. I definitely was not used to trying to keep pressure over that large of an area with the roller. I think just because, you know, every time I've rolled paint before, it was always nine inchers. I'm a 9-inch guy. I'm a 9-incher. 18. That's a bit much for me. That's a bit much for me to take. Got to at least spit on that thing. Anyway. overall, I mean, it was nice having that roller. The walls, I don't think I'm going to use that 18-inch roller. It's just not. And that, well, when I go down through the hallway, I think when I do the hallway, there's a good long stretch of wall there where it would probably make sense for me to go ahead and use the 18-inch roller, and maybe probably on the ceiling down the hallway too, to just go ahead and use that 18-inch roller. But for the most part, like, I don't have any more other areas where it probably makes a whole lot of sense to use that big of a roller. But on the ceiling, it was definitely it was a huge impact, and I wish I would have just done that for the first coat. I mean, it would have been a hell of a lot easier. That being said, man, even with the 9 and the 18, like, man, I had a lot of runs. I was just shit. I am just not that great at painting. And I know it's just due lack of doing it. I don't paint very often, you know, and it can be a pricey thing to just, like, buy a fucking bunch of paint. And so it's not like I'm going to paint every couple of months or something. This is, you know, maybe every couple of years. Now it's like, go through every room in the house. I almost feel like I should paint the whole damn house on the inside. I don't want to do that. I'm going to be busy the next year. But it is making quite a big difference. And then once I had done that Monday, now when I gotten up Tuesday morning, my initial thought was like, oh, there's just a couple of spots now where I need to touch up on the ceiling. And I thought I'd be good to go. So, you know, after I got off work on Tuesday, which I don't know if it was the lighting or what, but I was like thinking, oh yeah, there's just like three or four spots. I need to go over again. I think I'm pretty pleased with that. After getting extremely discouraged after the first coat and just knowing how long it took me to do that and how much it fucking hurt. But I'll tell you what, using an 18-inch roller, it didn't take me long at all. It was like maybe an hour. Well, it was like an hour and a half because I did go around with the paintbrush again. It was less than 2 hours that I went back around all the corners with the paintbrush. So I mean, we were talking my living room, kitchen, and dining room, which in hindsight, I don't think that's like too... The Saturday was a bit rough. Like, I could have done that better had I been accustomed to painting. I should have... Could have probably... And had, like, the 18-inch roller, I could have probably easily cut that time in half. But I'm pretty pleased with how quickly I was able to do it on Monday. And then Tuesday, of course, yeah, I thought when I got up that it didn't look that bad. Like, there was only a couple of spots where it was real light and there was just big roller marks. And I went ahead, like, all right, and because I had a trail run, I do Trail Tuesdays. So I drive out to Greensfelder Park, right there by Six Flags, go do Trail Tuesdays. I went out and did that, so I didn't get home till late Tuesday. And then, of course, before I even went to Trail Tuesday, I was like, I looked at the wall or ceiling and it was like, oh, fuck me. There is a lot more than like five spots. I basically am like, fuck. I kept looking around like, fuck, I'm pretty much going to have to do a full coat. Where I'd gone over with the paintbrush, it seemed like I didn't have to fix any of that. Thankfully, it was just like I needed to re-roll. There was just a lot of spots where it just still... I guess it was when I was getting near the, you know, where the paint was drying out and I didn't want to pour a bunch because with that 18-inch roller, you got to pour a lot of fucking paint in that tray to cover the whole damn roller. And, yeah, I feel like also, too, is the speed factor. If I just go faster, and I think a lot of the issue was, like, stuff was drying up on me faster than I was getting the paint on, you know, walls. I was just taking too long to do it. And that's, I think, a thing. If I was just doing this every fucking day as a job, I mean, a couple months, I'd probably be a lot better. anyway, yeah, after I got back from Trail Tuesday, I fucking ate dinner, showered, and then I went ahead and I got out the 9-inch roller because I, one, I wasn't planning on covering the whole ceiling again. But I also knew that I was a lot better at getting pressure, equal pressure on the 9-inch roller than the 18-inch roller. And I basically ended up just doing a full other coat. There was a few areas where I kind of skipped where I thought we had plenty of coverage. But for the most part, I mean, I was close to another coat. I didn't do the paint brushes around the sides again. I just went ahead and did a coat with the roller. And I did it like as quickly as I could. I don't know how long it took me Tuesday night. But it wasn't too terribly long. Like I did a pretty quick... I mean, I definitely did over half the ceiling again with that third coat. But right now, and even the next day, though, it seemed like I could still see a lot of roller marks and stuff. And apparently, that's, you know, it's really hard not to see that in black paint, like flat black paint. I think gloss, maybe not so bad. But from what I understand, like the flat black is going to show a lot of shit. And I was like looking, doing some more research on it, you know, the way people research anything, you hit Google, where not exactly going to show you 100% facts. It's just, I'm not going to go to a fucking library and print out a bunch of books on black paint, but... from what I understand, I found some YouTube videos where a guy was talking about painting black ceilings and said for like there's with like a flat black paint, there can be a sheen to it for quite a while afterwards, and you'll see a lot of the roller marks, and like a lot of it will go away like after like a week or so, but definitely like after the first month, like it'll really dissipate. Which it does seem now that it's been a few days, like the ceiling is looking a lot better. Like I'm seeing a lot less of the roller marks, which is really annoying to know how much work I put into it. And to be able to see that's fucking really frustrating. but yeah, it's looking a lot better. The ceiling's looking a lot better. I mean, there's some areas I still feel like maybe I should go back over. But again, I'm hoping after, you know, a couple of weeks, like it'll dissipate, or just the fact that I'm just not paying attention to it. Once I get all the painting done, I'm sure I'm just not going to be paying attention to it, and that I'll kind of forget about it. But like, it was just so aggravating doing that ceiling, and knowing that I didn't do a perfect job. Now the walls, Tony. The old roommate, Tony, she stopped by. She enjoys painting. And when I had mentioned to her that I was busy painting and trying to turn the living room into a theater, she was all excited and like wanted to help me paint. So I was like, all right. And so she helped me paint the walls yesterday. And I before she got over, I had taped and I started cutting in a little bit. But had she not helped me, I would not... I don't know that I would have gotten a full coat on the walls, which we didn't go around the whole downstairs. We basically just did the living room. The dining room and the kitchen have not touched those as far as the walls are concerned. My thought is I just want, like I've realized how long it's been taking me with the ceiling, that I just want to get the living room done, which my drapes did come in. I got the red paint, which I could have gotten the red paint earlier. Because the paint that I looked at and I thought would probably come the closest, turns out I was right. It was a quiet red. And I was hoping for that one too. But knowing that I had just ordered the drapes off Etsy and just the color was just like a computer-generated color swatch. You know, I didn't know to trust that or not. So I went ahead and waited till the drapes came in, which they came in late. They didn't come in till Thursday. So I didn't pick up the red paint until Thursday. And I like the drapes. I like the drapes, of course. Again, I haven't put them up yet. I got to wait for at least, I want to get, I don't know the two coats is going to cut it. They're probably going to need like three coats on the walls, but I'll get at least one more coat on today on the walls in the living room, and we'll see how that turns out. I am really, really want to get those painted up though, and those drapes hung, and at least be able to have the projector down there, because I mean, I want to watch some shit. At least to be able to unwind. And while I'm painting the other walls, it'd be great to have like fucking stuff going on the fucking projector. So I think that's going to make it just so much cooler and easier to do. Oh, and just, you know, having finished areas and looking around and going like, okay, we only have this little segment over here to do. It is, but it's coming together. I liked the red. And the black has been an adjustment. It has been an adjustment. It is just doing the ceiling before I started doing the walls. It became so much more darker downstairs, regardless of the time of day. Because that shit does not reflect sunlight whatsoever or any kind of light. It is pretty, it's pretty awesome. But it is like an adjustment. I do like having light without having to turn light bulbs on though, you know, and like it's better for electricity bill. I like natural sunlight, you know, but there's it is pretty cool being able to go down there, and I mean, there's just It's a different like feel, like real feel. Like it is weird, like going downstairs. It's, you know, I'm like in a different house. It is definitely, I am not used to that in my home having that. It is, I don't even know how to describe the feeling, but there's some weird aspects to it having the black ceiling. Like, not to mention, like, I have to have lights on that I never had to have on before. Like, above my sink, there is a light. And I never turned that light on before because the ceiling was white. It reflected the light so much, I only needed, like, one or two lights on around me to be able to see shit. Now, even during daylight hours, I'm flipping the light above the sink on. And because... that black ceiling just makes it so much darker in there. And it's funny, like, looking into the sink, it looks dirty all the time. It's a silver sink, and it's, like, reflecting, like, the black onto the sink, and it just looks dirty. It looks dingy. It is so weird. So weird. I think it's going to make cooling the room a lot easier. That is going to be a big plus. Less work on my AC is... Again, it is so much darker down there. And just putting the one coat, even just put one little coat of red just in the living room there, also darkened it up quite a bit. Now, the walls weren't white, but they were very light tan that they were painted before. But it is weird. And it is looking a lot more like a theater now down there. And there's... I can't wait for it to be done. I want to see like the finished product so bad that I want to be done with all the work. That's the main thing. I just want to be done with the work. I want to get sleep again. I am back on caffeine full bore. And now that I say it, I'm going to have to take some more Red Bull for a second here. That's like, I've been getting very little sleep these last, like, 2 weeks. And, like, even when I, like, lay down, and it's just like, I can't shut it off. Like, it's like, I feel like I still have to keep going, you know? Like, I want it done. I'm, like, driven. I am focused. I'm afraid to just, like, have a day where, like, I'm not going to do anything in regards to it, because I know I do that, then I'm just going to stop altogether and like, we'll get to it eventually. So I'm just really just trying to muscle through and just keep pushing forward and like get to that completed, like, because I have like a pretty concrete idea of what I want it to look like in the end. Like, there's some areas I haven't figured out yet. Like the stairs, like the upstairs, as of right now, I don't plan on, like, painting everything. And I don't want to, like, really change the look of the upstairs. I don't want to put, like, a black ceiling up here. I want there to be sunlight. I want to be able to go into some part of the house and be, like, have natural sunlight. And, the stairs are a bit of a... Because there's got to be a point where it crosses over, you know? And how do I want to cut that with the stairs? And there's white on parts of, you know, the stairs as far as... And the tans on the walls. And then there's the natural wood color, which I don't plan on changing the natural wood color. I don't know. It's going to... And there's... The biggest problem with the staircase is... There's that wall right above the stairs as you're walking up. It goes like all the way up to the top of the house. You know, it is a shit, like 20 feet, probably over 20 feet wall. Like, the only way I'd get to the top to be able to paint to cut in the edges is to get an extension ladder. And it would be a real bitch to get that in there and try to paint that. I mean, it is just... I don't even want to think about doing it. I would like to paint the walls though on the side walls in there, but it's like if I start doing that, I'm either gonna have to do some kind of line where I cut it off, and then it's just gonna look, make the other part of it look like shit. So I don't really know what I'm gonna do, or maybe I'm just gonna skip that. I'm just not sure yet. But yeah, that'll be a big thing that I'm just not sure what to do with. And it's like, where do I, if I'm going to go different color with anything, like where it hits the second floor, then I'm going to have to like, okay, do I paint the whole second floor now? Again, I don't want to do that. but I'm really, you know, I have such a good view of like having the movie posters like all over downstairs, which I've got 8 or 10 of them currently. I've got 10 frames to be able to put around. I ordered some Chinese frames, and they're nice frames. I got all of them in. I haven't checked the second box to make sure any of them are damaged yet, because I've got like just the spare bedroom is like my staging area for downstairs. There's just so much shit I had to pull up and put in there. My Amish chairs for the table are up there. I didn't put the table up there. That wasn't happening. But I did cover that fucker in cardboard and plastics where it's not going to get paint or anything on it. but I did, yeah, I've got a cover for the doorbell chimes, which I didn't realize what the fuck that was on the wall. I saw just, it's above my thermostat on the wall, and the plastic box that was like just tarish yellow, like maybe somebody was a smoker that lived here at some point. And I was like, what the fuck is that? It's not a carbon monoxide detector. What the fuck is that? And eventually I just got up there and pulled off the cover and then realized, oh, it's the doorbell chime. I should have known that. But like, I got a real nice cover for that. That came in. And I think on that dark red, it's going to look real nice. It's got like a woodish outside thing, and then it's like a, not really stained glass, but it's like got this glass on there that looks, it looks cool. It looks like something that would be in like an older theater, like have that kind of vibe going on. But yeah, that's I just can't wait to get those like finishing touches on there. I also ordered a new light fixture for inside my dining room, which I've never been crazy about the chandelier that's down there. And so I got a 35 millimeter film roll that they converted into a light fixture. Put a light inside, and it's hanging from a rope, and I think it'll look pretty nice. I mean, it goes with the whole theme of having you know, the I'm trying to look, as I'm saying this, I'm trying to look for the information on the deal that I ordered, but I'm not seeing fucking I was hoping I got an email from these fellas. I have not yet gotten an email, but I did purchase, here you go, here's the website, htmarket.com. It's Home Theater Market. They've got some really cool shit on their website, but most of it, I don't see myself buying anything else off there, because this was over $300 for this light. It's a really fucking cool light, though. It's a 35 millimeter real pendant light, Goldberg 35 millimeter. So they just take a, like, this is the description they have of it, of the light fixtures. This classic pendant light, 18.5 inches in diameter, is created using a genuine 35 millimeter film reel to give a thematic flair to your home theater, concession stand, bar, or dining area. The 110-volt real pendant light is UL rated and available with either a 100-watt standard bulb socket, bulb sold separately, or an LED bulb socket, includes long-lived dimmable LED bulb, which I went with that. It's, And see, it says a stylish 120-inch adjustable ranging rope cord, which I'm not going to use anywhere near 120 inches. Because part of the reason I hate the chandelier that's in there now, it's hanging too fucking low. I'm going to be cutting that rope awfully short. But it secures the beautifully designed retro modern lamp enclosure to the ceiling mount. The reel itself is wrapped in generic film strip. This is a beautiful fixture, perfect not only for home theaters, but for anyone who wants to express their love of cinema in their home decor. And it comes in three different finishes. You can get silver, chrome, or black. I went black because it matches the fucking roof. Goddamn it, ceiling. I'm old and I say stupid shit. but yeah, it looks pretty cool. They also have, popcorn machines. They got, which I don't see myself probably getting a popcorn machine, but I might just get like a smaller one just because it's that kind of vibe. I'm not big into popcorn, but if I start having friends over for movie night, well, we might just want to end up having a popcorn machine. We'll see about that. I'm probably not getting a popcorn machine. If I do, again, it'll be a real small one. I don't have that much room downstairs. but they have, this site is fucking cool, but again, that shit gets pretty pricey. It was, over $300 for that light fixture. Now they have shit. They have the backlit movie posters, frames that, you see at movie theaters and have like the now showing and everything else on it. And those things are several grand. I mean, some were right on a grant, but I mean, it is fucking crazy expensive for some of that shit. I pretty surprised at like how pricey some of that stuff is. You know, I know that frames can get pretty pricey in general, but man, and they're cool frames, but I can't justify that. I can't justify spending over a grand for a fucking frame, movie poster frame. It'd be fucking cool to do. Not gonna lie. But I mean, there is all kinds of shit. Like, on that website. And like, they have just some cool shit. I gotta pull this up on my computer instead of my phone here. As, it is a cool, cool website. There we go. They're based in Chicago, too. So, you know, you're getting USA stuff. So, hopefully, tariffs aren't going to fuck with it. But, yeah, it's htmarket.com. And, they've got the expensive theater seating and shit. And, you know what? I mean, this theater seating, I've seen a lot of theater seating for way more than this. Like, their most expensive one here is like $1,500. Which a lot of them I've seen, man, I kind of wish I would have gotten from here instead of getting my sofa. I mean, they got some good price shit, but I am not going back now. I got a good sofa, got a good thing going on. Don't need to change it. But yeah, they've got the home theater seating. They got other furniture, which they have... tables made of like little end tables and whatnot made from the 35 millimeter rolls and what have you. Shit, there's speaker stands. There's just all kinds of shit, man. This is the film roll tables are pretty sweet. Some of them are cooler than others, but they too can also get fairly pricey. I don't know that I'm probably not buying anything else off there, but there is just a bunch of shit. There is the curtains I could get to go over the screen itself, which is tempting to do, but I mean, all the work I've done to paint down there, I don't know that I'll be doing that. I don't know that, which the curtains are. Oh, no. I'm looking at... They get pretty pricey with the curtains. But yeah, this set, this website is really fucking cool. But again, yeah, that shit gets like super, super pricey. They even have home theater carpeting. Like they have the carpeting that you would find, that you'd see in like normal theaters. There's Art Deco ones. There's, I mean, this is all shit I've probably seen in theaters. Oh, there's a circuitry carpet. That looks pretty cool. there's a bunch of different carpeting you can get from them. And I'm not putting carpeting downstairs. That's not happening. Although maybe eventually I might want to consider doing that, but probably not. I think I'd rather have the flooring. I don't like having carpet throughout the house. but I mean, it's pretty cool to have all that in one website. And there's like some pretty just awesome shit. Man, yeah, they've got everything. They got the home theater systems. They got the projector screens, and there is just there's a bunch of popcorn machines, like massive popcorn machines. Some of them get pretty pricey. Don't see myself. Oh. Like one of the, it would be cool to, I guess if I got one, I'd have to put one like on the countertop. I'm not having one take up the floor space. I don't have much floor space downstairs, so it would seem really silly. But it, I mean, you know, I don't really, I don't, I better stop looking at this before I start making some more purchases. This website, though, I'd recommend it if you just want to, you know, make some like smaller like home theater stuff in there. There are some things that are cheaper on this website, but I would definitely suggest like getting stuff off Etsy or trying to find it on Amazon. But then again, tariff situations right now causing a bit of a situation. A lot of the stuff you're going to buy on, I mean, it's going to fucking destroy Amazon. Not that I cry so much over Amazon losing money, but, you know, I get a lot of shit off Amazon. Oh, man, I'm still just look. There is so much shit on this website. Like, they've got the velvet ropes. I could put velvet ropes up. I could seal off the bathroom with some velvet ropes. that's fantastic. that's just too great. There's like several options. There's Deco portable post, Royal portable post, Classic portable post. It would be so funny to, like, I've got nothing to rope off down there, but it would be pretty funny to set up some fucking ropes and shit. Like, I love the fact that this website just has everything catered into turning your home into a movie theater. This is a dangerous thing for me to be getting involved in. I don't need, you know, to be any more expensive hobbies, you know? I've done enough shit with, like, the, having shit for guitars and whatnot. And there's just so many things that I just waste money on. Video games. Although I don't spend that much money on video games these days. But that being said, yeah. I should probably not get into the hobby of buying this shit. This is also the issue when like getting involved into like changing your you know house like that. Like there's shit. As I gotta pause to clean up some Red Bull. Damn it. All right, well that was fun. At least I didn't knock over a whole lot of Red Bull. but I did it. It got a little on the carpet. A lot of it on my legs. A lot went on my legs. My legs are going to be all sticky now. But I got the stuff off the carpet and the desk here. I feel pretty good. Ah, I should have downed it before then. And I was flailing with my hands as I was talking. And, you know, thankfully I didn't fuck anything important up. I didn't get all over the mic. Oh man, I need to probably. I cleaned it off the desk, but I feel like I probably need to maybe hit it with some other cleaner because it might be a little sticky now. Might be a little sticky. I assume that's from the Red Bull and not from cum, but sometimes I sit here with a VR headset. Who knows? I'm pretty good about cleaning my desk, though. I'm in a weird spot right now with the whole home theater thing. I mean, it's just going to be so great when it's done, and I just can't wait for it to get there. I know that haven't brought up yet, but I really want to get the living room done by tomorrow, because the blues are as. By the time I post this, it will be just a few hours before the Blues take on the Winnipeg Jets for game number 4 in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Playoffs, baby. Yeah. And holy fucking shit, that last game that the Blues had against Winnipeg, fucking amazing. The first two games, I mean, they lost the first two, but really, St. Louis could have easily taken games 1 or 2. Both games, they were in it, the whole game. Of course, the first game, they lost 5-3, but one of those was an empty netter at the end. And, I mean, they were... they could have very easily... The second game was 2-1. And it's just... It was... Oh. They had the lead, I think, in that one for quite a while. And then both of those goals weren't really Bennington's fault in that game. Whereas Jimmy Snuggerud, who's been playing really great through the playoffs, I want to say. I mean, he's a rookie. He's what, 20? he's a young guy. He's early 20s. And he was just playing college hockey. And he's already coming out there, and he's been having a lot of shot attempts. Just he's had the assists, unfortunately, the game 2, he did run into Bennington and knocked the puck in off his skate, and that was unfortunate. And on that 2-1 game where they lost, and the other one, Parayko had knocked Bennington's stick out of his hand. Winnipeg went on to score that. So still not, great, but I mean that, they just needed, they were off by one, 2-1. Jimmy Snuggerud also scored a goal, I should say, right after he, helped knock in the puck for, Winnipeg. He did turn around right back and then made up for it and scored his first playoff goal. Holy shit, that fucking first game back at St. Louis. That was what, Thursday night? Which that was the first one I actually watched, of the games that I've watched of the playoffs. The other previous two games in Winnipeg, I listened to the radio broadcast while I was painting. Because I couldn't have the projector going at the time. So this is the first one I actually pulled up and watched on the projector after I had done some painting that night. And the game didn't start till 9 p.m. too. And I having enough problems not getting sleep. And fuck, that game was so amazing. The Blues were fucking lighting up Winnipeg. This was a big just fuck you, which just the next day at work, man, I just had that shit going through my head the whole time of having CeeLo Green's fuck you in my head, which pretty much I think every time that the opposing team scores in when the Blues are at home, they do the fuck you on the organ. So I had that shit going on in my head as that shit was playing. It was pretty great. But holy shit. Yeah, I mean, it was Buchnevich, Bucci, he got this fucking hat trick. And he scored his first two goals were, like, the first one was within less than a minute of the start of the game. And the second goal, was a few minutes later. And he had several chances to score another goal. I mean, he was in it. Bucci was in it. Like, the whole fucking team, all of St. Louis was in it. I mean, Binnington had a great night. Fucking everybody was just there was the goal, the, you know, there was the glove catch that Binnington had where it may or may not have been over the goal line, may have technically been a goal, but they called it a no goal, and they even reviewed it for like an hour, and it was no goal. But holy shit, it was crazy the intensity that the Blues came out with. I mean, the crowd was fucking jerked, man. That is a St. Louis fucking crowd right there, man. They were, I was like getting the itches, like, oh man, I wish I was there at this moment. But I had the second best thing though. I had it up on the projector and at 150 inches of glory on my wall, and it was an intense game, man. That was an intense game, and I mean, look. St. Louis is still down 2-1. Winnipeg, you know, still has a good shot of winning this thing, but that, like, seeing that performance, how jacked the Blues were going into that. I don't know, at least, if Winnipeg can win in St. Louis, which they'll have to take at least one win in St. Louis, right? either team that wins this series is going to have to win on the other's opposing ice. And seeing what St. Louis just did to Winnipeg, they've got to be in their fucking heads, like, big time. They destroyed Connor Hellebuyck, which has been the story. His story through his career is, like, really good in the regular season and shit the bed in the playoffs. And he shit the bed and then some on Thursday. Granted, not all his fault. It really a team effort on that part. He wasn't getting any help from his defense. I mean, he's still a really good goalie, but he wasn't the other night. And I don't know what team could have stopped St. Louis that game. Like, they were just fucking on it. They were just, the intensity was insane. I mean, it was palpable. And I mean, that's what you want to see. I mean, and Winnipeg's, you know, the number one team as far as the records are concerned in the NHL this season. They are number one. And to see St. Louis just, I mean, if they get through this series, you know, there's a lot of similarities to 2019, you know. There's a lot of similarities there. I don't think that we'll still ever see a better season ever than that. Since, you know, I mean, the Blues were literally in last place in January of that season and went on to win the fucking cup. That's it. That's insane. And they were constantly winning on the opposing team's ice. They sucked for whatever reason at home. I mean, they still get some wins at home, but holy shit. They, you look at all the playoff wins of that cup run, man. Like, the big games were on the opposing team's ice. They won the fucking cup in Boston. And it should be noted that when they started that round of the playoffs, their first opponent was the Winnipeg Jets. And spoiler alert, they won that series. I think it went to 7 games, which I'm thinking this series probably going to go to seven games. Like, man, I am so jacked for Sunday's game. I would be shocked if the Blues lost Sunday's game. You know, I think there's still a good possibility they'll lose the series. After seeing the last game, I find it hard to believe that Winnipeg's going to be able to take this series. But, again, they are up 2-1. So... But holy shit, man, Winnipeg, there was something like 40-something hits in the first period Like, St. Louis was just fucking physical and fast and just pounding. They were just pounding them against the glass and just, it was, there was, Joe Boo was turning it on for the Blues the other night. He was fucking Joe Boo, man. The story of that, of course, you know, if you've ever seen the classic Major League films with the Cleveland Indians team, where with Charlie Sheen in it, and as Wild Thing Vaughn, the crazy pitcher, and the Soriano, I don't know the actor's name that played Soriano, but he had the Joe Boo, the little bobblehead guy with the crazy hair smoking a cigar. That was this thing he would like pray to. And, you know, that's ended up in the Blues locker room and happened right before they went on their big win streak. And you know what? They haven't lost at home since. So Joe Boo's got some crazy shit going on. Joe Boo he's the real deal. Now, is it quite as good as playing Glory at the end? When I fucking love that song. There was just a magic in that era, but there's some magic going on now with Joe Boo. Again, we'll just see. I'm just glad that I'm highly tempted at trying to score some tickets for tomorrow. Probably not going to go to the game, but man, the intensity that was in that last game, you know, the thought of going to a playoff game. Oh, it's intense. And this one's at noon. So, I mean, I wouldn't get out of there at a crazy time, even though, you know, I'm working the day after. I'd have to, you know, figure out how I'm going to get all my laundry and shit done. But, man, yeah, it is. I mean, I'm probably just watching on the projector, but holy fuck, it would be pretty awesome to fucking go there and see that. I mean, the cheapest seats are like 100-something, and that's for like standing room only. So trying to score a ticket in general right now is just rough. Now, they'll probably release some more tickets tomorrow. They usually do, like day of, but it's still going to be really pricey tickets. And if I'm able to score a seat at all, I mean, it's going to be the top of the top, the nosebleed. I'm going to be stuck in a janitor's closet. But I'd be at the game. Holy shit! I've been so invested, like in this particular Blues season, and I'm just pretty excited to see what has transpired with this last game. And the series has really turned to where, you know, you're down 2-0, and you know, if you lose one more game, I mean, shit, it almost never happens that a team comes back from an 0-3 deficit. And, you know, they came back and won brutally. I mean, there was no question about, like, Vancouver. Winnipeg could have fucking had, no, Winnipeg never had a shot in that game. I don't think Winnipeg showed up. I don't know that they knew that there was a game that night. Like, this is, and they're the number one seed team in the whole NHL. That's not like they're just like number one in their division. They're number one in the NHL, and the Blues made them look like a minor league team. they're like, not in our house, motherfuckers. just holy shit. I mean, that was an ass beating and then some. It was a fucking beatdown. I'm pretty confident they're going to win tomorrow, but I don't think that it's probably going to be quite as much of a thrashing. I mean, I'd love it if they just fucking threw down the gauntlet. Like, if you get two back-to-back games where you're just fucking destroyed, which then the series tied, anybody's fucking game at that point, anybody could win the series, you know. You're tied 2-2 with the win tomorrow, and... But if you get two games where you just like destroy them, like that's just got to take suck the life right out of Winnipeg. They've already, you know, they've been known to shit the bed in the playoffs already, especially Connor Hellebuyck. So it's probably like already looming in his mind. And it makes me think of, now Hellebuck's not quite this bad, but like the St. Louis Cardinals, the baseball team, of course, many years ago had as a pitcher, Rick Ankiel, who was fucking phenomenal during the regular season. Just fucking lights out pitcher. Fucking ace. And then he played one fucking playoff game and he could not throw it in the strike zone. The nerves got to him so bad he couldn't keep it in the strike zone. It was one of the craziest things I'd ever seen, like in sports, is to see somebody just through a regular season and you're already in the major league. You got to think like your nerves have already got to be like, I mean, obviously playoffs are a different story and the atmosphere is so much more jacked and much more on the line. But I mean, you're already a major league player. I mean, I can't understand the mindset. I mean, I've never played for a major league team or any really minor league team. So I can't really talk shit, but, it was just the craziest thing that, I mean, he was just lights out, fucking phenomenal. And then could not keep a ball in the strike zone. And, but then he turned around. I mean, it was pretty crazy story about Rick Ankiel. I mean, and then, of course, he turned around and then became a really good outfielder and had a hell of a cannon for throwing the ball back in to the infield. Man, quite the cannon. But, I mean, this is a story as old as time, I guess, in sports, that you have players that do phenomenally well when, you know, there's not as much on the line. But then under high-pressure situations where it's either, you know, playoff game or, you know, you win or you go home, you know, situation where it's like, you know, you lose this game, you're not making the playoffs. And that pressure really, some people collapse under that pressure. And it seems that way, that Hellebuck's that way. But again, I mean, his first two games weren't that bad. The second game that, of course, he gave up all of one goal. It's got to be eating them up. It's got to be eating all of Winnipeg up that last game. Like they probably have to want to get to that next game probably more than the Blues do, just to like get their confidence back. Like let's erase the memory of this fucking horrible game we had and get on with it. But, I mean, the Blues got to be like, well, let's keep this train going. They got to be just like the adrenaline. I'm sure the adrenaline's still high as shit. Like, they got to be just fucking boom, boom. And, you know, they don't have to, they're still at home, you know, so they get to fucking be at home. They don't have to worry about going on a plane ride and just like, just, oh, I'd love to be in that locker room right now. And, just like, oh. Just when your adrenaline's rolling, fantastic. Like this is probably not much of a comparison, but at my job, you know, I'm a steel worker, and we get paid more money if we, the more pieces we get done, up to an extent, we can make an extra $10 an hour if we hit our numbers. And so many a days, like it doesn't, there, you know, it, we draw close to the wire. We're pretty good these days to where we get it, without, as long as we get all of our material and stuff, like it's pretty easy for us to hit, unless they have some things are just harder to build than others. And there's been many a days where we probably shouldn't have made plan and somehow we pulled through. And I get all jacked, man. If there's even a remote possibility that we can win that, if we can get that dub, man, I'm going to push for it. And when it seems like it's impossible and we fucking break through that wall and fucking make, you know, something like 40, 50 joists in an hour, which is insane. And we get, and like, you know, almost no one believed that we were going to do it. Dude, it's like an adrenaline rush. So I can kind of understand what it must be like to be like a professional athlete. Cause we do some pretty crazy shit, to just make an extra $10 an hour. And, which is a big difference, you know, big difference in your paycheck. I guess I'm going to go ahead and get off here. It's been going for a while, and I do need to get back to painting. I want to do a primer coat around the edges, get around that black, and then get in back in with some more red paint. So really, I guess that's about all I've got. Let's fucking go, Blues. And, you know, hopefully I'll get that living room done, but maybe by the end of the weekend, we'll see. But as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.